the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Wait. If you are into pork chops, well, you are in luck.
That's so weird. That's probably the worst podcast hook we've ever done.
No, I think we've done worse. I'm pretty sure our podcast.
I mean, there is an old saying carrying on like a pork chop, and I think we do that at the end of today's show.
Is it the most underrated meat? Because I have not bought pork chops in so long, Sarah.
I don't care to talk about this. Let's play the show.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Happy Monday, everyone. How was everyone's Father's Day?
Great.
Well, I can't answer back, Lee. So let's just say that was a resounding yes from the men of Australia.
What?
I don't know.
Well, we're not on air on Sunday, and I wanted to say Happy Father's Day to you all.
Shouldn't you have done that on Friday?
Probs, but I only live my life 12-hour increments.
Yeah, there's sure. No flies on Lee's. Got to keep up with her.
Don't know what that means.
That is Sarah's favourite saying that nobody knows what it means. I feel like you always trial
no flies
it.
On me no, because no. It means you're quick.
I see your body language before you unleash it, and you're like, someone's going to get it this time. And everyone's always like, what? No flaw. What does that even mean? You've done it a few, Sarah, you've done it so many times in
really
different groups of friends. Every time you say it, I'm going to walk around with a little bell and go ding, another one ding. Understands it.
You are quicker than expected. Mm. There aren't any flies on you, are there? I'm sorry. Hey, guess what? Moving on. Today is World Coconut Day. I just thought you'd like to know that. So celebrate with a pina colada, perhaps.
You know it's how only, I feel about
it's
coconuts.
It's only 5:10, but not even that.
It's 5:00.
Coconuts are one giant laxative for me, guys. We've already discussed this.
No, but we can we don't need your dour coconut stories. We want coconut curries. We want coconut oil.
My tummy's grumbling.
Aaron.
The bass in that is making me want to go. Does something to me.
Wow. It's Those Two Girls for you Monday morning.
Happy Coconut Day.
No good morning. On you. We have had a message in our Lee's and Sarah Instagram inbox, and it's by someone for whom I think they never received the acknowledgement over a particular childhood skill that they had. So here's the message. You two girls grew up in the 80s, and I can really relate to your show. Keep up the great work.
Mm. Okay. Lovely message.
Lovely message.
So nice.
Very friendly bloke.
But it is accompanied with
a photo of him doing a handstand. A handstand on a road with a beautiful sunset behind it. And when I click on his profile, his whole profile is doing handstands in random places.
And look, he's a very fit gentleman. I think he's actually exactly my age from the little bit of Instagram stalking I've done. Mm. I think he mentions in one of his posts that next year he turns 40.
Compatible.
Aaron, I am married. I'm just saying we are of the same era.
Okay.
And I feel, Sarah, that he wants us to say amazing handstand. Is this the equivalent of a young child saying, Mum, look at me, look at me.
Hands. And was he doing handstands when he was a kid and nobody said to him, you're an amazing handstander.
He is really good. I mean, I can't
I've
do a handstand.
I've got a picture of a handstand in front of a drought background.
Stricken background.
I've got a beach scene. I've got a bike behind him on a cycle path. I've got one on top of a building. He is a handstand fanatic, and I think he's looking for adult appreciation.
I appreciate you, okay? That's what I'm saying to him.
I'm going to write back.
I cannot do a handstand. I used to. You know what, guys? I used to be really good at the handstand. I had upper body strength for a tiny little girl my size back when I was 10, 11, 12. Now, I reckon if I tried a handstand against that wall, I would fail.
I couldn't even do a handstand as a kid.
Are those walls firm?
They could be for. Do you want to give a crack right now?
Okay, right now on air, go.
Right now
do you
on
want
air.
Me to?
Yes, I do.
Give
want
it a shot.
Because if anyone can do it, it's you. Also, I'm wearing a dress, so it has to be you.
All right, hold on. I'm taking off my UGG boots.
It's not going to be very good radio.
Take your headphones off.
If my heels really smash up against that wall, Aaron, are we going to be in trouble?
I think it's fine. It's
yeah,
just,
go.
It's
a, headphones it's a... off. Let's go. Let's
I
keep
feel
this...
a bit nauseous. I've just
Let's
eaten
go.
Prosciutto. Okay, hold on.
It's too early for prosciutto. You have the oddest breakfast habits.
This
okay.
is not good radio, but we'll push on.
It's in appreciation of our mate. Move, Sarah. My legs are long.
I am moving.
Careful with the glass.
I'm more, Sarah. Move more.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And the TV. Yeah. Don't hit the TV.
Okay, I don't know how go. Long you think your legs are. Okay, here she goes. She's... No.
Hold on. Hold on.
Attempt two. Also a no.
Is that closer?
No.
Pretty
Come on,
close.
Third time. Third time.
This is going to be up on Instagram, at Lise and Sarah. I'm filming it right now.
No. Literally no. just got
that is a,
on the
that
ground.
A bit of
That's a failure.
Okay, I've sent him a message saying, great handstand,
I mean,
Lise
we've
can't
done a
do
whole
them.
Break for him. We love your photos. More handstands, more.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There is drama, drama, drama in my son's year four class.
Okay.
Okay, now, you know my style of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Fend for yourself.
Yes.
Okay? Fend for yourself.
Run with the wolves.
Adapt and build resilience.
I don't know if that's a parenting style.
It's sort of Darwinism.
If you live, you live.
What was that island thing? The Lord of the Flies. That's how I like to live my parenting years.
That
okay?
ended really badly, so I wouldn't go on
my
that
point
as your example.
Being, my point is that I don't meddle. I'm not a meddlesome parent. I am there for support. I am there for advice. Mm. But I firmly believe in children finding a way mm-hmm. out of conundrums. Now, this is what's going on in my son Remy's class. There's a child in his class, another boy, that is his nemesis. Okay.
How old is he?
10.
He's Remesis.
He's Remesis.
That's pretty young for a nemesis.
No, well, this is the type of kid who is a bit unkind, I'm going to say it. It doesn't define him as a person. I'm sure he'll come good. But at the moment, he's the type of child who thrives on making others feel excluded.
So a jerk.
He's a jerk, right?
Aww.
No, it's true.
It's true. Too many people and pussyfoot around. Oh, it's just a phase. Some people are jerks.
Sure.
From early years.
And my boy Remy, what I love most about him is that he will always come to the defence of kids who might be a little bit on the outer or, you know, not in that cool gang or mm-hmm. people. Kids who make themselves vulnerable, Remy's there to defend them.
That's yeah. nice.
Now, what's happening is that this jerky kid is sprouting his mouth about a big end-of-year party that he's throwing
okay.
for the entire grade, okay? Because at the end of this school year, he is going off to a different school. Thank God! I don't want him anymore in these kids' lives. So he's having a big party and he is absolutely loving the power trip that it's giving him, and some little kids are coming up to him and saying, can I come to your party? Poor darlings. Like, don't even, why are you even asking that? But can I come to your party? And he's just looking them dead in the eye, Sarah, and saying, nah.
Aww.
But you're on the backup list if I need people to fill in other people's space.
What
just
is this?
Nasty.
The Met Gala?
Exactly. So Remy, I said, Remy, that's terrible. I said, it must be awful. Their little hearts must be breaking. And he said, don't worry, Mum, I've got a plan.
Ooh.
And I said, okay, what's the plan? He's like, I'm going to throw my own end of year party.
These kids got smart.
On the same day, and I'm going to invite all the rejects. I said, well, don't call them rejects because that's adding fuel to their already broken souls.
It's like the Raggy Dolls, that show in the 90s. Yeah. Look who's in the reject bin. Raggy Doll me, Raggy Doll you.
So Remy is now...
What, Aaron? Don't look at me like that. This is for children of the 80s and 90s.
Never heard of that in my life.
The
really
point is, guys, is that I am now deeply involved in this because,
oh,
of
God,
course.
You have to hire
Well,
the...
Sarah, I have to throw the party, don't
Host
I?
It. Yes.
For all the oddballs of all the backup kids that haven't
been.
What
are you
going to
do?
I'm going to rise to the occasion like a phoenix. Big Mama's in the house, and I'm going to take this kid down to
firstly,
Chinatown.
Firstly, do not call yourself Big Mama.
I am going to host the end of year party to rival all end of year parties. And this kid, he's going to be left with no, everybody's going to jump ship.
This is the parenting spirit. The spirit of Australian
I'm
parents.
I'm all in, Sarah. I will fight for the children. This kid.
Rameses, watch out. Big Mama's in the house.
Big Mama is in the house. There's a maid of honour who's in a really bad way. Okay, like most. You know what? If you are invited to be a maid of honour, just say no.
Say no.
That's our advice.
In fact,
okay?
If you're invited to be in a bride.
You can
in fact,
say that.
The whole bridal party thing
no.
is a total ruse. Say no. You don't enjoy the day.
No.
At all.
Well, get a load of this. This maid of honour has been friends with the bride for 30 years, okay? Mm-hmm. Her best friend of 30 years is a personal trainer and is now marrying a personal trainer, as those types tend to do, right? Now, she writes here on Reddit, "Tonight my best friend called me up with the best news," in inverted commas. "Her fiancé and her are putting together a great workout and meal plan for me." She's so excited, like she's doing me a favour. They said they'd figure if I drop 2 stone, which is about 10 kilo?
I think
whatever.
So, something like that.
"The wedding pictures will be more symmetrical."
What?
So,
okay,
she's hung up on her friend and they haven't spoken since. And people on the internet are weighing in going, you know what, just whatever you weigh, tell your friend that she can subtract that from the wedding party because you're bowing out. People are saying, just pull out, don't go to the wedding.
Totally.
Right? How, like, it's unsolicited weight loss advice. This girl
yes,
has never told
not,
her friend that she wants to lose weight.
That's not coming in as a, I'm a bit worried about your health.
No.
Are you okay? That's a, you need to look good on my for my wedding photos kind of a thing. Yeah, I'd just bow out of that.
What,
just
have
back
you,
away to the door.
You've been bridesmaid many a time, haven't you?
Once.
For who?
My sister.
Did she ask you to do anything in particular?
No. No.
Nothing?
No. Just help organise things. Actually, her maid of honour had to do all that.
Because you're no good at
do you
helping.
Do you think, yeah, no.
You're not helpful.
I don't like organising. do you think she should have told me something?
No, I don't think she should have told you anything.
Have you seen those photos and are you telling me that my sister should have told me to drop a couple of kilos?
Fatty, fatty, 2x4.
Those two girls. Hey, a guy in the UK, guy named Derek.
Love him already.
Is that a fake name?
No.
No, Derek Sims.
Fake name.
No, he was cooking a 3 pound 49 pork chop for dinner. Num, num, num. A little bit of protein. And he looks at the cooked chop and he starts to see. His eyes blur. It was like one of those magic eye paintings. He crosses his eyes, he comes back. He goes in, he comes back. And what does he see before him?
What
but Freddie Mercury. An imprint of Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen, in his pork chop.
He says, "I've never seen anything like it."
Well, no. That's
he
not
said,
surprising.
"I've cooked a lot of things and lived a lot of years, but I've never seen my food resemble a celebrity before."
Good one, Lise.
Yeah, no, cool.
Okay, I've got the pork chop here, guys. Not the act, like just a photograph of the pork chop.
That's a long way to post it.
He hasn't posted it. I see it.
I can see Freddie Mercury too.
I see it, Sarah. But my question is, have you ever stared at your food for that long? Long enough for an apparition of a lead singer?
No.
Like who?
But what I love, though, is Derek Stent.
Sad people.
I'm a big fan. I never saw him live, but I would have loved to. I just don't know what else to say. It was a nice surprise.
Are you doing an accent?
I was trying to.
It wasn't good.
I mean, what could you call that pork chop?
Well, it's going to give you...
Don't chop me now.
Oh,
I'm having
God.
Such a good time.
It will
I'm having
you,
a ball.
It will give you fat bottom, girls.
Ooh, gonna take me home tonight.
We
Ooh.
Are the champions, my friend.
Oh.
Hold on, one more. His all-time greatest hit,
I am just a pork boy from a pork family.
Bohemian Rhapsody. What a cracking song, though.
I haven't had a pork chop in quite a while. I'm going to try and grill
that
mine.
That is a type of meat I don't think to buy, a pork chop.
Aaron doesn't care.
You need to cook them. Under pressure.
He's one of us, Sarah, finally. He's like our child. He is our love child, Aaron.
Oh, you can't say
you
that.
You are. You're finally coming to the dark side.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the podcast. Welcome back.
I mean, nothing brings us more joy than puns.
Happy birthday, Grandpa. I've just realised it's Pappy's birthday.
Oh.
Happy Pappy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. How old is Pappy today?
I don't know. Shivers.
He's pushing 100.
No, he's not, Sarah.
He's in his 90s, isn't he?
No, he's not in his 90s. He's 89, I think. Hold on, let me text
him. Oh, that's a solid innings. Your people are long livers.
What do you mean by your people?
Lisa's family.
Yeah, they're very long livers.
They've got
livers.
Real longevity
Yeah,
about
they
them.
Really do. How old is Pappy, Mum? She's probably still asleep.
Well, she is.
Oh, God, that annoys me. How old is Pappy turning?
All right.
Hopefully
well, let us
we
know
get that
tomorrow.
Answer.
We'll have forgotten about this by tomorrow. Let's be real.
No. Come on, hold on. There's a tick. She's seen it. Can we just give it another couple of minutes?
Yep, we can wait.
I'm going to say 89. Because it's not the big 90. We throw a big party.
Do you know who else's birthday it is today? Salma Hayek.
Is it?
She turns 52.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a lot of work.
Aaron, can't a woman age gracefully?
They can, but...
Most choose not to.
Yeah, most famous people don't.
Spanish?
Famous.
Oh, I thought you said most Spanish
this
people.
This is not a race thing.
No, I thought it was for a minute.
No.
All right, Mum, hurry up. Radio Gaga. I mean, I could listen to his entire work.
Radio Baba. Oh, no. It's not pork. It's lamb.
All right, whatever. Mum's let us down, hasn't she?
All right, let's oink, say Pappy's 89. What was that, Aaron?
You said Baba. I said oink oink because it's pork, it's a pig.
What other songs has he had? So many.
Many.
Is there another one that we can make a pun off?
Just need to check a box.
Come on, Mum. Gee whiz.
We will pork you. We will pork you.
It's a bit rude. Running and I won't but a bit bop bit a bit a bop bit a da 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 ya ya ya. Big
stab.
Any response? Or
no,
just gonna...
no, nothing.
All of this waiting for nothing.
All right. Absolutely nothing. Pappy's 89. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
See ya.
I'm happy with that. Bye.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.